Mary McCorkle has, for nearly the last 4 years, been a member of the Johnson County School Board. While up for re-election this year, she's chosen not to. Why?
I've just decided that it's time to just be a parent again.
Why?
Because no matter what situation I'm in, I'm looked at as a school board member. And sometimes if I'm even just a parent, it's taken as a school board member's opinion or taken as a school board member's view when it's not. So I promised my husband that come when our kids graduate, I won't be on a board anymore. So if I'm on this board, that will last 4 years and my kids will be out of school. So just decided not to. And I think the board's in a good place. It's in a good place for me to step away and let somebody new with some fresh ideas come in. So
the board over the last 4 years has evolved.
Yes.
Talk about your experience in the last 4 years on the board and where you see education in Johnson County is headed.
When I got on the board, there was, in my opinion, quite a bit of contention still, which is part of the reason I wanted to get on the board, to see if we couldn't find a better way for board members to communicate with each other and be active listeners as well as collaborate together. I think that has evolved in a good way. I think that we are in a better place from when I started. Where education is going, you know, unfortunately, I think COVID-19 has wreaked some havoc on the education system that none of us saw coming. And I think that from here on out, it's going to look very different. Things are changing. Things have to change. What that looks like yet, I don't know for sure. But that's my take on it. I think the education system that we have now and what we have in 15, 20 years is going to be very, very, very different.
Is the school board functional?
I think so, yes.
Was it?
You know, in my perspective, it was not functioning as well as it could. I don't want to say it wasn't functioning because that's offensive to the people that were giving their time. So I'm not going to say that. But I do think that we're in a better place as far as functioning right now.
What should change?
It's the leadership. It's the leadership of our superintendent. He has worked very hard with all of us as board members to keep us in the loop, to keep us transparent and communicating and being upfront and honest and showing us his vision. And it's really, I think it's really brought us forward as a group, as a team.
Do you think that Charles Oski is the right person to be superintendent Johnson County?
100%.
Why?
Well, I think he has a passion for this county, period. But I definitely think he has a passion for Johnson County schools. I think he sees it as a challenge to fix some of the things that need fixing. And while he'd like to get that done in the next 3 months, it's going to take a little bit of time. Mm-hmm. And I think he's come to realize that there are some challenges that it's going to take time to overcome. I think that, you know, there were a lot of systems and procedures not in place when he got here that he has spent this past year putting in place. And I think those are harder for the community to see, but they're there, and he's put them in place. And those systems and procedures will help us move forward in a positive direction in ways that the community can see.
What changes would you, excuse me, either make or advocate making in the staff and management level people in the schools?
Well, luckily, I don't need to, as a school board member, I don't need to worry about that because that's not for me to worry about. That's for Charles. That might seem like an easy answer, but that's Charles's job, is to figure out which players are in the right places. And honestly, I think we have a lot of the pieces in the right places that we need right now. There's a couple that might need a little tweaking, but overall, I really think we're in a really good spot. Admin-wise, staff-wise, obviously superintendent-wise, even board-wise, I think we're in a good spot. I really do.
The candidates who are running to replace you, Dave Bellis, and Mike Moon, and who else is up?
Well, John Manzella, rest in peace. Yeah. Paul Rickett, spot.
Mm-hmm. Now he's running and Bellis is running.
Correct.
Neither you nor Mike are.
Correct.
Of the candidates who have announced that they're running for school board, are you confident that any of them could come in and do a really good job, could fit the team?
I am. I'm excited about the candidates that are running. I'm really looking forward to the forums. I think the forums are very helpful in deciding who someone should vote for. I also think the interviews that 307 Net Radio does with the candidates are also very helpful. They're very nerve-wracking when you're a candidate, but I think they tell a lot. So I'm excited for those to come forward. The list that I see now, I'm excited. I think that, unfortunately, as any new board member, it takes a year or two. It takes a year or two before you feel comfortable even to know what's going on, to be able to speak up confidently about what's going on. It takes a minute. So, yes, I do think that we have some great candidates, and I think that they will work in well. It's going to take them a minute, as it does any new board member, especially for a school board. There are so many moving parts and pieces that you have no clue about until you sit in that seat.
The state offers some training for new school board members, mm-hmm. which you took.
Correct.
Was it worth it?
It was worth it, yes. At the same time, like I said, when you're brand new, fresh off the boat, it's tough to... You're being thrown so much stuff, it's hard to realize where that fits. So they probably need to have one about year two, year three, kind of a little refresher course of what your roles and responsibilities are. And obviously we talk about that as a board in general, but to get together with other board members from other towns in Wyoming and discuss, what's working and what's not, further in, I think that would be a good training piece for the school board.
I've had the pleasure of knowing you for a long time. Mm-hmm. And one of the things for which I give you credit is when you got on the school board, you sat down and shut up. Mm-hmm. You didn't get involved publicly for the first couple of years. Mm-hmm. Then you started making your feelings known, mm-hmm. making your opinion known, and moving with things. Does it take that long?
Well, it did for me. Maybe it doesn't for others, but it did for me. Like I said, there's a lot to learn. There's a lot of pieces. When you first get on the board, you think you can just go in and fix everything in the first 6 months. And that's just not how it works. But it takes a minute for that to sink in. But I think it takes that excitement and that passion for you to even want to run for the board. So I think that people, you need to have that. But yeah, it takes a good couple years. It does. For me, it did. I mean, I don't know if you feel that way about Mike or, John Manzella at the time. But now.
It takes at least that long for people to really understand what's going on. I've covered school boards since the 1970s. And this has been both a very good and a terrible school board.
Yep. Yep, I'm sure many would not disagree with that.
No, I don't think they will. Are you going to get uninvolved now with the schools? Are you going to revert back to simply being a parent?
Well,
and now there's nothing simple about it.
You know, I really enjoy the board members that I've been working with, and I enjoy Charles, and I enjoy a lot of the staff and a lot of the admin. So I guess I hope to stay involved in some form or fashion, whether it's on a committee of, you know, that involves community members, or, you know, just being a sounding board for new members of the board that might need some help or some assistance on, you know, how does this work? What does this look like? I definitely still have a passion for education and a passion for our schools. I think they're the heartbeat of our town. And I think that, obviously, I still have two kids trudging up through high school. So I'm going to be involved, I guess, one way or another. But I enjoy it. But I like I said, I think it's a good time to walk away, and it's a good time to let somebody else take the reins and go forward with what we've done, because I think we've done some good stuff. It maybe doesn't look like it, but behind the scenes, there's been a lot of good work done.
Give your best advice to whoever it is who ends up being elected for the Johnson County School Board to replace you and the others who are running, or not running.
Oh, my best advice. Well, the best advice, and this just sounds so cliche, but it's really true. Let's say there's a topic, there's something you're passionate about, there's something you feel very strongly about that needs to be fixed or needs to be changed. You need to look at that and say, what actually is the best for the kids? And I know that sounds cliche, but it's really true. If you get into these scuffles, you know, in a board meeting, or scuffles on the street with somebody talking about an issue, bring it back, take the emotion out, and say to yourself, what is best for the kids and how do we get there? And I just think if you can really keep that at the center, because there's times where it's something you're gonna have to look for. Because there's certain issues that you don't really necessarily see how it does affect the kids, but when you dig into it, it does. Whether it's finances, whether it's, you know, just activities, whatever it is, how does it affect the kids? And how do we make it, how do we fix that so it affects the kids in a good way?
One of the issues that's come up over the last few years is a discussion about reducing the amount of activities, not only Johnson County, but other districts. Is that a good idea? And if so, why? If not, why?
You know, this is a tough one for me. I was in a small school. We were allowed to do all the activities, whether it was music, band, sports, forensics, whatever, FFA, whatever it was, we had the luxury of being able to do all of them. The difference, I guess, is I grew up in central Illinois, where it took you 12 miles to get to the next town. And, you know, here it takes us 3 or 4 hours to get to whatever it is, whatever activity we're participating in. We keep talking about this model, and we don't fit this model. Well, I think as a community, we need to decide if we want to fit that model. Is that model something we need to fit to, or is it not? I think activities are so important for kids. I know, personally speaking, as a parent, my kid keeps his grades up because he wants to play. He gets himself up in the morning to go to practice. If we didn't have those things, I don't know how I'd get him to school. So I think it is important. Do we need to look at it? Do we need to find, you know, efficiencies and ways we can try to trim some of it? Yes, but at the same time, we live in a state where you have to travel. You have to spend nights sometimes in hotels. That's just part of where we live. And it's kind of the reason we live here. We don't want to live stacked up on top of each other. We want to have our wide open spaces. but we also want to give kids these opportunities. So for me, and I realize I'm on my way out of this, only got 3 years left of all of this, but I just think they're critical and I think they're important, and I don't think that it's something that we need to be thinking of even cutting, honestly. But that's just my opinion.
Finances are a big part of the conversation, always. The state funds based on the formula, and which is merely a suggestion. It's a block grant given to the schools to use as they see fit. There's a lawsuit right now against the state for inadequately funding the formula, the schools. A number of school districts have joined that suit. Would you recommend Johnson County do so?
I think we did, didn't we?
I'm not sure.
I think we did.
You ought to know. You're a school board member.
I'm pretty sure we did.
Why?
Well, I think it's kind of what I was just saying is, does this formula fit? Does this formula fit what we need to give our students? If it's an antiquated formula that doesn't work in our area, we need to take a look at it. And, yeah, so I believe we did join that lawsuit. And I know we were talking about it. I'm pretty sure we did. And I think it's worth looking at. Because, like I said, we as a district need to decide what we want for our kids. And if we just want, you know, just the book studies, then that's what we should do. But if we want athletics, if we want activities, then we need to be okay with maybe being over this imaginary model that somebody made up. I still want to know who made up this model, Mark. Like, honestly, where was it created? Where was it formed? Was it formed in Ohio? Was it formed in Colorado? Like, who made up this model?
I don't know that anybody actually knows the answer.
I'd love to know, like, you know, 23 groundskeepers, you know, it's just so interesting.
That's all formalized.
I know, but it's just, it's so interesting how this formula, we're supposed to force our children into this formula, which maybe doesn't work for us.
Some business managers in some districts have a tendency to take the formula as exact.
Right.
Other business managers look at it more as a suggestion.
Suggestion.
Yeah. And to fund parts of the school district the way they need to be funded. Is Connie going to do that, or is she going to be hidebound to the formula?
Well, I think it's going to be whatever we tell Connie. I mean, whatever the school board tells Connie to do, right? Or Charles. I don't know yet. Connie's new, and I think she's doing a great job so far. I'm excited to have her on board. But yeah, time is going to tell on that piece of it. So I don't know. I don't know that answer, Mark.
What major change would you make in the Johnson County schools today if you could wave a magic wand?
Oh, that's a really big question, Mark.
Yep.
I don't know. I think we already did that. I think Charles is our major change. Charles is making the things happen. We've been asking for a facilities plan, 5-year facilities plan for 4 years now, and we're finally getting there. Like I said, it's those systems I talked about earlier coming into place. So that's, I think Charles is our magic wand, honestly. I do. It's just gonna take a little time, and none of us want to take the time because we're all very impatient people. But honestly, there's three or four systems that we have asked for repeatedly over and over and over again, and they're finally coming to fruition. So that's very exciting to me. And like I said, it's not visible necessarily to the community at this point, but it's coming, and I think it will show, it will bear its fruit very soon. So I don't know if that's the answer you're looking for, but Charles is my magic wand at this point.
Okay. This being both our exit interviews. This is the last interview I'll ever do.
I know. I'm so honored, Mark. Really. Well, I really am.
Thank you. I am too, to know you.
Yes. It's been my pleasure.
No, thank you. Yeah, it's been an interesting one. Put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
I want to thank you for your service. What a lot of people don't understand when they give school board members a hard time is that you serve at absolutely no compensation,
mm-hmm.
none. You get reimbursed for your travel, but that's it. You devote more than just a couple of hours to a school board meeting every
mm-hmm.
month.
Mm-hmm.
It's a semi-full-time job to keep track of what needs to be done and the board needs to work with. I had the pleasure of addressing the board at the last meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one thing that is a tenet that I believe very strongly in, that you have shown is also very strong for you, is it's all about the kids.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you're there.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to thank you very much for your 4 years.
Thanks, Mark.
Wish you were going to stick around.
Well, you might be in a small minority.
I don't think so.
No, it's really been a great experience, and I guess I'm glad I'm going out on a high note, in my opinion. The board feels good. The schools feel good right now. Everything, it's a good time. It's a good time to go. We're going to miss you in town.
Well,
we're going to miss you at the meetings. I know a lot of people rely on this source for some news, local news that matters. And I appreciate you and all that you've done. I mean, we've worked together at the BDA. It's been a long time that you and I have gotten to do this. So
it is.
Well,
and Kate Harness, I think, is doing a superlative job.
Oh, yes. I'm very excited that Kate's taken on. Yep. Yep.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
You're welcome.
Godspeed.
God bless you.
Thanks.
Mary McCorkle, her final interview on 307netradio.com as a member of the Johnson County School Board.